All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. You've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Top story this afternoon in Dallas is 409 East 9th Street, Bishop Arts District in Oak Cliff. Apartment building explosion. Some tragic reactions happening on social media. I guess four injured, one on their way to the hospital, but the officials are saying that number could rise quickly because there's people that are unaccounted for. There's an eyewitness account from a family member saying her family member was on the couch and then the big boom happened, an explosion, and maybe it was a gas line or something like that, but she went out to the couch and the family member was gone. Can't find her. So you look at the pictures on social, it's rubble. It looks like a bomb went off there.
Yeah, it's awful.
A four-alarm fire as they continue to try to get it under control. And we'll just hope for the best possible resolution from this point forward. Things about as much as we can say there. All righty. Joseph Hoyt did five players the Cowboys could add this summer. We just had Joseph on. If you want to go back, if the Odyssey app, you can instantly rewind and check out Joseph and then listen to this. We did talk with him about Bobby Wagner. He is one of the guys on the list, but I want to talk about the other four with you guys. James Conner, the Clayton Adams connection, possibly a factor. How much juice does James Conner have at 31? Reworked his deal to stay in Arizona so he didn't get cut. Then they drafted his replacement, Jeremiah Love, and signed Tyler Allgeier. Is he content to be running back three? If he is, maybe he just wants to stay in Arizona. Maybe, he's got roots there and he doesn't want to move. But I would be real interested to see if scouts could look at him and determine how much gas he has left in the tank. And if it's a good fit, maybe it's no longer a good fit because that was a very specific role Clayton Adams had for him, designed the offense around James Conner's strength, just as he did, with the Colts and now with the Cowboys around Javonte Williams' strength. But that's one name. Taylor Decker's a good veteran. He wants a lot of money. I think his market value, according to SpoTrack, is 20 mil. PFF grade approaching 70 last year, which is significantly above average. Left tackle, but I think if they hadn't gone after a guy like Taylor Decker right now, it'd be a surprise if they did. When the offseason started, that would have been one of my top priorities. Can we improve our floor at tackle? Maybe it's on the cards. If you have a training camp injury or some guy just massively underperforms, maybe Tyler Guyton disappoints the coaches again with how he shows up and goes about his business. I guess it's comforting to know a player of that quality is still out there and available if they need him.
Yeah, I think that would be injury related. I think they're going to give Guyton every chance to earn this job, and hopefully he does. I mean, I think that he needs, if he can stay on the field and he shows the strides that he took last year before the injury in camp, they'll be in a good spot. But Decker's definitely a name that I would kick around 100%. And Connor's coming off that foot injury. He only played three games last year. So you'd have to check out the health.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. He was dinked. 817, I can see that fire from Venus, Texas, west of Midlothian. Mm. Yeah, it's quite a plume. Jordan Brooks, we talked a lot about this guy. It would be great to have Jordan Brooks. That's maybe the most competent player on this list. We did some Bobby Wagner. Jonah Williams, unfortunately, when it comes to the Cowboys and how they do business, maybe Jonah Williams is the most likely out of this list.
Former first-round pick. They look to resurrect their career. Yeah, I could see that, and probably wouldn't be overly expensive. That guy was such a disappointment in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but he signed with Arizona with Clayton Adams in 2024.
Maybe he can get something from him.
And then he went out and missed, 19 of the 34 games? He's only played in 15 games.
Yeah, he's been a hurt guy.
He's a banged up bust. So, I don't feel like right now they need to add players to compete who are a long shot. I think you have enough young guys to compete. But hell, why not throw another one in there if the price is right on Jonah Williams? All right, that's the first article here in our Cowboys News of the Evening. Let's move on to the next one. We stay in the morning news. And I'm going to take you over here to Calvin Watkins, friend of the show. Probably should have him on here before too long. The headline, 10 Cowboys players who need to have a good offseason. And number one's George Pickens. When I first saw that, I was like, man, he's kind of hit his peak. I don't know what your hoping to get out of him. But then I read on and I'm like, okay, I get it.
Off the field?
Yeah. Can George Pickens be the everything?
Yeah.
You know? Because I feel like, especially with Shoddy, they're thinking we only are going to pay a certain amount of guys on every football team. It's somewhere between 6 and 14, depending on how many awesome players you have and how aggressive your ownership is with writing checks. And if we're going to say we want you to be a culture guy, it's not good enough to just be amazing on Sunday, is it? You know, and then on top of that, can you be maybe more of an unselfish football player? Can you block better? George Pickens should be a hell of a blocker.
Yeah, yeah, at that size, for sure.
Yeah. And he loves to kick DB's butts.
He does.
He likes to get in fights.
You can legally kick this guy's ass.
Yeah.
You know, and now maybe it's a conditioning thing. You know, maybe it's hard. It is hard to play defense and score 30 in basketball. Mm-hmm. It is hard to run great routes and yak everybody and jump over dudes and be the hardest dude to tackle in the league and also block your ass off. You know, maybe that's why you have blocking specialists as your fourth wide receiver or something like that. But I think the point plays. And for it to be number one on the list, you know, from Calvin Watkins, he's dialed in. He knows what the team's looking for.
For sure. I mean, and you do have teams like some of the best Shanahan offenses, the McVay offenses. They got wide receivers that are willing to block. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. Look at Puka Nacua. I mean, Puka is a monster when it comes to blocking, and he's also a dog getting targeted almost more than anyone in the league, making big plays. Like, I'd be showing all my wide receivers, look what Puka's doing.
Oh, Amon Ross St. Brown in Detroit.
Yeah, St. Brown's another great example. Like, yep. These guys are prolific, they're productive, they're some of the best in the sport, and they're also willing to do the dirty work.
Game changer.
And that's not just you, George. That's right. Every one of you in this wide receiver.
Well, and we talk about chunk runs. That helps you with that.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how is Jahmyr Gibbs and Christian McCaffrey and you know, Kyren Williams, all these guys, like when you get to that second and third level, a lot of that is because of your running or your wide receivers blocking along the edge.
If he wants to accept that challenge and look it in the eye and look in the man in the mirror and say, I'm going to be the 100% best employee I could, there will be no doubt in my mind that when we get to the end of the year, the Cowboys should pay him and not CeeDee Lamb. How many times do we watch CeeDee Lamb just watch his dude jump inside and go make a tackle in the run game? You know, I'd like, if you can get a guy to do this for you, I want to have both of them, obviously. But if I got to pick one, if George Pickens could ace this test.
And I think that's kind of what they're looking at. I mean, to me, I just and I could be totally wrong, but just reading the tea leaves and listening to what Stephen Jones said, I don't believe they want to pay two wide receivers that type of money.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right. Mm.
I think if they wanted to get the George Pickens deal done, they'd have got this thing done. You know, after what they went through with Micah, you know, and that agent and all that, it's, you know, and I don't think it's a grudge match thing or anything like that. I just don't think they want to pay the two guys.
Hard to team build like that.
Maybe Schottenheimer's come out and told, you know, Steven and Will and Jerry that, listen, I know this guy's a great player. I know that Pickens is a great player, but man, I can't have him doing things, being late, missing things and all that, and everybody else on the team's looking at me and I'm not doing anything about it. You know? So maybe it's one of those things like, hey, let's see what happens this year, play through it, and then probably move on.
Okay, this is 10 players who need to have a good offseason from Calvin Watkins, Morning News. George Pickens is number one. D. Winters, number two. Learning a new defense, new teammates. Opportunity is massive. He's unrestricted in 2027. How hard would you be hitting the books right here? You're D. Winters. You're trying to get paid. You're trying to stay with your Cowboys. You went to TCU. Yeah, I don't think I'm doing anything else. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hook up with Sean Lee and get that AI program installed in the house. Like, what do I need to do to make this opportunity come to life for me and be the Cowboys starting linebacker and then get a contract next spring? Overshown's number three contract year. Can he stay healthy? You know, can he shine in this new system? I think it'd be the absolute best version of himself. You know, that's huge, and I think it's a giant unknown. I was very excited about Overshown at a couple of points in his career, but at this point, I'm just, it's not belief. It's just like I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the guy. You know, he's one of the easier dudes to root for. He's a character. He's a culture guy. He's a leader. He's the Dak of the defense in a lot of ways. Like, he just exudes that kind of energy that you need at key spots. So if he could be good, I think it could, you know, be a multiplier type effect around that locker room. But you gotta play well to get that status to impact guys, to inspire guys. Guiding it for make or break, you think?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it, man. And it's similar to Overshown in the sense that a lot of it is just simply staying healthy, though we've seen Overshown actually be the dominant player on the field, and you haven't quite gotten that from Guyton. But, yeah, this is absolutely make or break.
Nate Thomas, the 2024 seventh rounder, he was decent in a couple of games last year, kind of shaky at others. But it seems like they want to give him a shot, and he's strong as hell. So that'd be cool if Nate Thomas can have a good offseason and show up significantly better. Deron Bland at 6, coming back from the foot. Ezeraku at 7. Revel at 8. Cowboys now have 11 corners on the 90-man roster, I saw. that's like 12% of your team is corners right now, so they are looking for answers. They are prospecting hard, and all these guys have an opportunity. Caleb Downs at 9. Can he live up to the hype? You know, a lot of expectations for this guy. And then Scooney at 10. You know, it's... It's just a deal where...
Talk about make or break. I mean, are you going to make the roster?
Yeah, I guess they just need Trigg to be so good that Scooney becomes a fourth tight end.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's nobody that could really push him out of there. I think he would just take the Scooney 8 catches or whatever he's going to give you and some decent blocking and, you know, move along at the end of the season. We got Krusty's Corner coming up next, though. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some more questions for my guys. And, like, I want to also know, when into the interceptions quarterback's faults? We'll do that next.